Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Verses 1 through 16. Okay, so I hope that you are going to enjoy this. Again, it'll be a blessing to you as well. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to play some more music here for our praise and worship part of this service. Here we go with Crushing Snakes.
Thank you. Oh, the one. Stretch me out like canvas, but I ain't ever gonna
Chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. Let's go with an opening prayer. Everyone bow their head, please. Lord God, our Father in heaven, you have sent us the Savior, who was born to bring great joy to all the people, Lord. Glorify your name, we pray, Lord. Give the world the peace you alone can give, Lord, the peace that wells up in our hearts, Lord. Let your favor rest on us so that we may hold out under our sufferings on earth, Lord. We need your loving help to remain inwardly steadfast until everyone can be reached by the message, Lord. Be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's begin with our text with the truth that he came to bring hope firmly placed in our mind. And let's examine our text. Isn't this an exciting text? It's the genealogy. As a rule, most of us skip over these extended begots and passages of Scripture. Excuse me. However, in this one, we find something very interesting. When we take into account Matthew penned his letter in a culture that was highly patriarchal, and women had few, if any, rights, it is amazing, at least to me, that five women are found listed among the 42 generations of men. Now, for today, this would be considered discrimination, but in that day, it was unheard of. For any females to be listed was almost unimaginable. Yet here they are, five of them in all. For years, this truth passed me by. Yet, could it be that, even in his genealogy, that the Christ child was attempting to teach us eternal truths about the reason for his coming and what he desired to offer us? Jesus is our hope. The baby in a manger became the Lamb of Calvary. He came to offer you and me life to the fullest, healing from the sickness which keeps us in bondage, helps us to find meaning and purpose, as well as forgiveness from the sin which holds us captive. Amen? So today, let me call you this Christmas to hold up the banner which says there is hope in Jesus. Even in his genealogy, we find hope. By taking a brief look at each of these five women, perhaps we can discover what Jesus desires to teach us about his coming and his hope. Hope for the forgotten, Tamar. Have you ever felt forgotten? I remember being left at an uncle's house during a sickness in a family, and I felt forgotten. The story of Tamar will be known as the story of one who is forgotten. Do you remember it? We find it in Genesis 38. It is an unlikely story which, by today's thoughts, would be an unsensible story which reads like a soap opera. Yet Tamar is mentioned in Jesus' genealogy. Why would a woman with a story like this be included in the genealogy of God's Son? Might I suggest that one reason is to remind us that there is hope for those who feel forgotten. God never forgets you. There has been times in my life that I have said, Lord, please don't forget me. But I didn't have to do that because he never forgets us. Even in our darkest time, his I love still reaches you and me to comfort and console. For the one who feels forgotten at this time of year, the Lord is available for you. He knows you by your name, and if he remembers and includes Tamar, he remembers and cares for you. Hope for the fallen, Rahab. While Tamar may have only played the part one time of being a prostitute, Rahab was one in fact. She is well known in history, but she is known for being a harlot. For whatever reason, she fell into this lifestyle while living in Jericho, yet she had the inner desire to become more than she was. She had fallen, but she knew that with the Lord and his people, she could get up. The story is told in Joshua, chapters 2 through 6. Interesting, she hid them, protected them, and then let them out of the house with a piece of cord. It was the same type of instrument she used for their escape and the same time they used for her escape. By the way, Hebrews chapter 11 lists her as the Faith Hall of Fame. Never forget Jesus didn't come into this world for the righteous, for the good, or even the well. He came to call the sinner, the scandalous, and even the sick. In other words, the fallen, to repentance. The sad truth today is that many of us have difficulty admitting that we are fallen people. To make it more personal, I have a problem admitting that I'm a fallen person. The timeless truth is that until we understand that we are sinful, scandalous in the eyes of God, and even sick, we will never ask God for help. So today, you have fallen into sin. Can you list sin that you have committed this week? If you don't see any way out of your predicament, then Jesus came for you. You're not a prostitute, okay. But how about a sinner? Hope for the faithful. Let's look at Ruth. Do you remember the story of Ruth? The book which bears her name chronicles the entire story. She lost her father-in-law, and then a few years later, a young man, she lost her husband. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, encouraged her and her sister-in-law, Oprah, to leave. Oprah did leave, but Ruth's statement is such a statement of commitment and faithfulness that it's often used at weddings. Because of Ruth's faithfulness, Boaz had the opportunity to redeem her and the family line. This family tree is known as the Faith family line. Boaz and Ruth gave birth to Obed, who fathered Jesse, who fathered David. It was her faithfulness that gave her a place in the genealogy. Here's what we need to see. Faithfulness is sometimes seen taken for granted. We think it's too easy, yet if it was easy, why are more people faithful? Read the book of Ruth and see that it was hard, it required work, and it stuck to it mentally. In the baby Jesus, God is there even and faithful. Faithfulness always brings blessings. Hope for the foolish. Let's look at Bathsheba. At times, we will all make foolish decisions. Rarely does a week go by that I don't talk to folk who are suffering the consequences of foolish decisions. See, the story is told in 2 Samuel chapter 11. Bathsheba simply went out to take a bath. Quite likely, she didn't realize the king was not in the battlefield where he belonged, but was eyeing her from a distance. Yet she did not know the decision that a secret rendezvous with the king was foolish. Please don't miss this secret. Sin rarely remains secret. While sin can be forgiven, the consequences are not set aside. Neither the king nor she quite likely comprehended the ramifications of this one foolish act. It takes no imagination to know that had King David ever thought that it was one indiscretion, that's what we call it today, was become the most used illustration in history. He would have covered his eyes and protected his heart. Had Bathsheba given any thought to it, she would have known that this was a foolish at the highest level. At the risk of sounding like a mean-spirited preacher, although he is not the king of the country, he is the king of the Gulf. Now the sons of Tiger Woods have come to the forefront. He may be embarrassed in his home in trouble, but these women who have given themselves in a one-way relationship will have their names and lives intruded on by the sin of their past for quite likely the rest of their lives. To hear the name Monica Lewinsky is to think of things which should never be discussed in public, yet because of foolish decisions, this stigma is known. You may have given yourself to a share of foolish decisions. Some may be as hurtful, as sinful as Bathsheba. But the fact that she is listed in the genealogy of Jesus tells us that he came from though and people like you, there is hope. Hope for the fearful. Let's look at Mary. When the angel came to Mary with the message that the Lord is with you in Luke chapter 1, she was fearful, afraid, and troubled. This was not a matter of her being afraid because of the wrong she had committed, because she was morally pure and a chaste woman. But to think that an angel was calling her favored, even highly favored, in some translations to get an idea of this experience for Mary, consider the differences in the message of the angel in the Greek and King James Version. The worst translations in the HCSB are translated word for word from the Greek. However, translation is not an exact science. Rejoice, joy, or hail is the greeting the angel used. The word favored means so much more than we understand. The Jewish Bible says shalom, but it is not peace at all. Rather, it is an expansion of the word's grace. And not just any grace, but a special grace, a special honor, and a special blessing. When the angel tagged those words with "the Lord is with you," obviously the translators wanted to communicate the depth of this message. So they added, "Blessed art you among women." At this point, she did not know what she was in for, but she sensed God was in control. After hearing the angel's message, her fear turned to faith, her doubt to desire, and her caution to certainty. See, when we went to see Elizabeth and then sang the joyous song of Mary, when God speaks and tells you to do something, don't be afraid, find hope. No matter how hard, Jesus gives us hope. According to an old legend, a man became lost in his travels and wandered into a bed of quicksand. Confucius saw the man's predicament and said, "It's evident that men should stay out of places such as this." Next, Buddha observed the situation and said, "Let the man's plight be lessened to the rest of the world." Then Muhammad came by and said to the thinking man, "Alas, it's the will of God." Finally, Jesus appeared. Take my hand, brother, he said, and I will save you. So this is hope for you, is what Christmas is all about. So this ends our sermon for tonight. So let us pray, amen. Lord God, you have sent light to shine on earth and have revealed your heavenly power in Jesus Christ. So that despite all the darkness and evil, we may rejoice because we have a Savior, Lord. Reveal your power in our day, Lord. Let something be done anew toward the building of your kingdom on earth, Lord. Let something draw men's hearts to you to give them light so that they may thank and praise you for all you have done, Lord, and are still doing to bring the whole world into your hands, Lord. O Lord God, let men be moved by the opening of the heavens. May their hearts awaken and their sadness give away to joy in Jesus Christ the Savior. We are your children, Lord, who can wait in expectation for you to set everything right, Lord. We can know that even in our troubled times, your hand is at work to reveal your will, Lord, to make your will plain to all generations on earth, Lord, as you promised through Abraham, Lord. May your name be glorified, O Lord God, may your name be honored, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now this brings us to the most important part of the service, the invitation. How many of you out there do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you don't, that's okay, because you will have a chance to do so in a few moments. May I ask, are you tired of walking aimlessly in life? Okay, never knowing what's way is up or down. Okay, maybe you're not so successful in life. Maybe you're suffering from depression. Maybe you have some kind of anxiety. Okay, or maybe you suffer from some kind of drug addiction or alcoholism, or sexual immorality, or gambling, or overeating. You see, the Lord can take that away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. He's not going to do anything for you if he does not know you. So I ask you, will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior tonight? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord, and we want to say may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen? Okay, well, we're going to play a song here. Okay, it's called "I'll Come to the Altar." Here we go.
Thank you.
dear sister to join us tonight. I believe this is Wanda. Wanda.
Nice.
I had to pay zero.
I paid zero dollars.
Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'll show you this
again.
Not all. Most of the people pay $1,500.
Oh, some of them.
Yeah, they got to pay it.
Oh, it looks so nice. Oh,
Wanda.
What are these, like, condos?
Pastor
Wanda.
They finna move me in the three bedroom. Yeah, I'm finna get a three bedroom. Come on, you want to go and sleep apart, man? Oh, yeah, go. Yeah, go.
I just swear she knows I'm on.
No, you're on. Turn
around. Okay. All right. All right. Well, we had Pastor Wanda with us, but she evidently she got lost in a conversation. Okay. Hopefully, we can be able to bring her back on in a few minutes and see if she is ready to talk. Okay. Well, let's go with another song here. Okay. I'm not going to pronounce who it's coming from. I'm just going to play some music. Here we go.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still. Call the sea to still, rage in me to still, every wave, at your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, silent fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus,
So I laid my life down. I grew up in
Tonight. Pastor Wanda, how are you doing tonight? Hello?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. How my brother doing?
Oh, great. How's your Christmas going?
A lot of stuff ain't going on spiritual, but God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes. God be the glory.
Big house for Christmas.
It's blessed. And my son came by, and, you know, I just thank that God had me being still, knowing that he's God, staying in the bed.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I got to have surgery on my
leg,
so.
Oh,
yeah. But it's
all right. Some things going on, you know, a lot of things trying to wear the body of Christ down, but thank God for Jesus for coming. Thank God.
Amen.
And we have victory
Amen.
On the winning team. Yes. So I ain't gonna stay long. I just called to tell you Merry Christmas, and I'll be on tomorrow. I said let me, cause I lost my phones and all kinds of stuff didn't happen. But everybody, Merry Christmas! Thank God, Happy Birthday, Jesus! So I just want to tell
Amen.
My brother, I love you.
Okay? Amen. I love you too, my dear sister Wanda.
So I see you tomorrow. God, he just told me to call today.
Amen. Amen. I've been
right,
missing you. What's going on? Okay.
Huh?
I was trying to figure out what's going on. I've been missing you.
A lot of spiritual warfare buildings closing down, trying to get the building. Not trying, waiting on God to open doors. So just a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of people
okay.
went home to glory and then had to see about a lot of things and encourage all God's people.
Amen.
Okay. So, I'll be on tomorrow. I just wanted to tell you Merry Christmas, my brother, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. God bless you.
I'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name.
See you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great, blessed night. All right. That was our dear Pastor Wanda. I'm glad she called in to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Okay, you've been missing her and been wondering what's going on with her because she's been out of commission for a couple of weeks now. Okay, and that's not like her. Okay, because she always likes to come on the radio here and share the gospel. Amen. Well, let's play some more music here. We're going to play a song on my side. Here we go.
In the front lines, you fight for me. Oh, your kindness is my shield. When the army dries and I am scared, my heart
Courageous. I'm not going back. See.
Christian messianic talk and godly music. Amen. God bless.